For Parshas Peshalach, we have five hopefully fascinating Divrei Torah. So we're going to start close to the beginning of the Parsha. It says in Perek Yugimel, Pasuk Yudches, Yutes, the Chamushim Alu B'nei Yisrael and Mitzrayim Klal Yisrael, when they left Egypt. That's Peshalach Paro. Paro sent us out, get out of here. Klal Yisrael leaves, and according to this Pasuk, they were Chamushim, they were with arms. They were armed. They took various weapons out of Mitzrayim. And as, in addition, as we know, it doesn't say it in our pasuk, but they also took a lot of booty, a lot of spoils out of Mitzrayim, a lot of gold and silver and expensive clothing. And then the pasuk continues, Vayikach Moshe et Atzmos Yosef Imo. Moshe, on the other hand, he was dealing with the bones of Yosef, taking Yosef out. Yosef had said to his brothers, make sure when we leave, as you're taken out, as your remains are taken out, I also want to be taken out. So indeed, Moshe is involved in taking out the coffin, the remains of Yosef. And the question that we have to deal with is, why does it say Imo? Vayikach Moshe et matzmos Yosef. Just he took the bones out. Why does it say Imo together with him? So in fact, the Kliyakar says something unbelievably powerful. We have such a divergence between what B'nai Yisrael were involved in and what Moshe Rabbeinu was involved in. B'nai Yisrael was involved in the booty. That also was a positive thing. That was a haftacha. Kadosh Baruch Hu promised Avram Avinu that Klal Yisrael, when they leave, they will take a lot of spoils out. So they were involved in taking that materialism with them. Also positive, however, when we compare that to what Moshe Rabbeinu was involved with, he was involved in mitzvahs. He was taking out the bones of Yosef to fulfill the request of Yosef and to bury him in Eretz Yisrael. There's no comparison. And accordingly, looking at that distinction, we can understand why when it comes to Vayikach Moshe as Atzmos Yosef, it says Imo. What does it mean? He took it with him? As the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Ki lo b'maso yikach hakol, you can't take anything with you when you pass away. Admeya v'eshrim, when somebody dies, you can't take wealth, you can't take materialism with you, but what you can take is your mitzvahs. And accordingly, what this is stressing to us as the Kliyakar is that Klal Yisrael, what they took out, also good what they took out, but that's not a mitzvah. That's not as big as of a mitzvah, certainly. Maybe it's a mitzvah, but certainly not as big as a mitzvah as involved in the mitzvahs that Moshe Rabbeinu was involved in. The types of mitzvahs that Moshe was involved in, that he will take with him, Imo. That's something that you can take with you even after passing away. You can take that to Olam Haba. We are now continuing. We are moving forward to Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Yug, and it says that in the Psukim that Paro changes his mind. Why did I send Klal Yisrael out? I want them back. They're my economic engine here in Mitzrayim. He has a change of heart. And when Klal Yisrael sees that he's approaching, Klal Yisrael panic. The Pasuk says, it's again, Perek Yudalit, Pasuk Yud, Buparo, Hikrik, Maro is getting closer. And now Mitzrayim, they are getting close. They're right in back of us. And now Klal Yisrael shouts out, cries out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please. And the Kedushas Levi, Rav Levi Yitzchak Miberdichev says, what's going on here? That Klal Yisrael is looking at the great strength of Mesiris Nefesh of the Mitzrim. The great strength of the Mesiris Nefesh of Paro. He was giving it all. He says, I'm going to endanger myself. I'm going to go first in front of my troops. I'm going to divide up my booty with them. I'm going to pay them. So we see tremendous Mesiris Nefesh. He's going first. He's willing to pay. He's willing to do anything. And Klal Yisrael cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need Mesiris Nefesh as well. We also need to be able to give it our all. And there's no way we're going to be able to counteract Paro when he's so committed to this. We need that commitment as well. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says as follows in the Pasuk, Lo Titzak, don't shout out to me. Vayisau, go. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to them, I'm not going to give you Mesiris Nefesh. You have to prove your Mesiris Nefesh. Go into the Yam. The sea is going to split, but you got to go first. Show me Mesiris Nefesh, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you will be able to overcome them. And now this is what they tell us as kids. Don't tell me, show me. When we talk, don't tell me that you're going to do good. Don't tell me X, Y, and Z, but show me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying the same to Klal Yisrael. Don't come to me and ask for a Mesiris Nefesh. Give me Mesiris Nefesh. You show me a Mesiris Nefesh. Everything else will work out. We are now moving forward to Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Yutes, the Pasuk says, now Klal Yisrael is being protected. Vayisam Malach Elokim Ha'olech Lifnehem Vayamod Ma'achareyem. The Malach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that typically would go in front of them now moved in back of them. Why? To protect them from the Mitzrim. So the Kedusha Salevi again, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Mir Berdichev tells us as follows, that when Klal Yisrael is Zoche, when they have the chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in other words, when we're doing the mitzvahs and we're Zoche for such that HaKadosh Baruch Hu then gives us chesed, at that point is when we can become even greater than the greater malachim. The greatest malachim, the greatest angels, we can be on a higher level. In other words, the default typically is that the angel is in front of us. That angel is on a higher level than us. But when Klal Yisrael is Zoche, when Klal Yisrael is Mekayim the mitzvahs, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu then shows them chesem, that angel that is typically way in front of us, the malach olakim alech lifneihem, it's typically in front of us because they're on a higher level. And we can even, when we are doing great, we can be even greater than the greatest of the angels. We are now moving forward right after the Kriyas Yam Suf. We have Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Chaf Gimel. The Pasuk says as follows, things unfortunately went south. And it says, Vayavo Marasa, Klal Yisrael got to Marasa, the Mara, the place, the location. Literally, it means also bitter, Marasa, Mar. And they were unable to drink the water from Mara. Why? Because they were bitter. According to the call, the location, Mara, bitterness. And I saw a vort many, many years ago that asked the following question. What this pasuk is telling us, that the water was mar, the water was bitter. But why does it say hem? They were bitter. It should have said kimara hu, the water was bitter. Kimarim hem. And the Vort went as follows, explaining that what was bitter here? Klal Yisrael was bitter. They had a negative attitude. And somebody who has a negative attitude, no matter what they have, no matter what they encounter, it could be the sweetest of waters, it could be the best tasting pizza, it doesn't matter. But if you have a negative attitude, if you yourself are bitter, everything to you is bitter. And accordingly, because Klal Yisrael was bitter, they had a negative attitude, even drinking the water, kimarim hem, when somebody is mar, when somebody is bitter, when you have a bad attitude, everything is negative. And now for our last, our fifth vort, we are on Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Chavav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that if you keep the mitzvahs, Klal Yisrael, Kol HaMachalah Shasamtim Mitzrayim, all of the diseases, all the plagues that I hit Mitzrayim with, Lo Asim Alech, I won't put it on you, Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha, because I am your doctor. I'm here to improve you. I'm not here to punish you. So truth be told, says the Malbim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Haftach to Klal Yisrael, when I punished Dimitrim with all of those plagues, I'm not going to do that to you. That was just to punish them. That was to instill fear and punishment and retribution in them. I'm not going to do that to Klal Yisrael. I'm not here simply to punish you and instill pain in you. However, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there may be times that I need to get you back on track. There may be times that even an onish, a punishment, is warranted, but it's not just going to be to punish, it's going to be for a positive purpose. Ki ani Hashem rofecha, I simply want to get you on track. And says the Malbim, it's like a doctor. A doctor doesn't want to cause people pain. You have a chola sometimes, and he has to do a procedure on them. You have to do a surgery on him. The point of the surgery, the procedure, which is painful, is not to pain that patient. It's not to punish that patient, but rather it's to bring a refuah to that patient. And sometimes you have to do surgery, you have to do things that hurt, but the ultimate purpose is improvement, is refuah, and not punishment. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us. I'm not going to punish Klal Yisrael just to punish to instill pain. Sometimes punishment will be necessary as a refuah to get you back on track, but it's always for that positive reason that you may have a punishment. But it's not for a negative reason. It's not simply because. It's always to because Klal Yisrael, keep the mitzvahs. But even if we get off track, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there to be our rofe, to be our doctor, in order to improve our spiritual health. Thanks for listening.